Good morning to you. It's a beautiful morning out there today, but have you noticed that every morning it gets a little cooler than the day before? We're headed toward those autumn temperatures, right? Okay, welcome to A Voice of a People. Live here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. It's just like any other app. Get it out of your Play Store. Download it because that will be the way you will be able to listen to WWGH and all the great talk show programs we have to offer you. Okay, you can also call in if you have any questions or would like to make any comments during this live broadcast today by calling 740-383-9944. And I forgot to say, today is August the 17th, right? Okay. I just seemed like it just was August the 1st, and here we are, August the 17th already, with 227 days passed and 137 days remain. Going to be saying Merry Christmas in a minute and Auld Lang Syne. Here we come, 2023. Okay, I'm just so excited to begin this new week. It's a new day and time for me and new listeners, and I just pray that you enjoy the show and it will not be your last time listening. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the Voice of the People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. 1325 North Main Street. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. And we also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This one will take place this Saturday, August the 20th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Note your calendars. If you have need of free produce, please take advantage of this opportunity and share this good news with someone else. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, number 740-262-0939, and she will be my guest tomorrow. So you'll get a chance to hear from Cheryl Lee. Also, announcements. We will be having the 41st Marion Popcorn Festival, and that begins with a parade, which will take place September the 8th, and it begins at 6 p.m. downtown Marion. That's the first day of the Popcorn Festival, and it will continue through 8th, 9th, and 10th of September. And Labor Day is coming up, and my birthday. Praise
really?
God. Yeah, my birthday, September 3rd. Okay.
I'm not allowed to ask your age.
No, you're not allowed to ask my age, nor is anyone else, right? Do not ask. Just pray that, you know, I have a safe and happy and blessed birthday, and I'll still be in the land of the living.
I don't mind telling people I'm 33.
Well, that's great. I wouldn't mind telling them that either.
And it just stays there. It don't go anywhere.
Except when I was 33.
Yeah.
Then I thought that was old, right? And I didn't want to tell people I was 30. Oh, no, that's old.
I know. When you're a kid, you think 30s and 40s are, oh, my God.
Yes, yes. And I also like to start my show off with a thought for today. It's titled, Get Past Your Past. Let the past be the past. Both my past and the past of others.
Idea.
I have a call coming through, so let me see what this is. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Well, happy birthday, Air Linda.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Ron.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
All right. I called in earlier with Scott. I think you remember me, but I still got the station on it. No, I had it on, but I wanted to say happy birthday. You said that, so.
Well, thank you so much.
Yep. You have a good day.
You too, and God bless.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, then.
Yes. Okay, let me get back to the thought for today. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Okay. Let me start it over. Get past your past. Get the past. Let the past be the past. Both my past and the past of others. There's no need to keep repeating the past in my head. Think whatever happened, happened. It's okay for me to move on. Let me be supportive and make it easy, not difficult, for myself and others. When I stay in the present, everything is pleasant. Let us remember that. Let us stay in the present. You know what? Just one memory down memory lane can depress your whole day.
Yeah.
I know many of you have experienced that. Yeah, I mean, it's like, wow, why did I even bring that up? You know, even though it crossed my mind, I didn't have to speak it out loud, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's then like, wow, I remember those days and how I felt, you know, about things that happened that I didn't really feel good about it, you know? And you just re-experience those things again. I'm turning my attention to my guest today, Jeff Porter.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Author of Expressions of the Last Days. We're so glad to have Jeff in the studio.
Thank you.
He is still recuperating, getting stronger. He had been in the hospital for over a month, close to a month, and he's back on his feet, and he's doing well. And thank you for your prayers, because we did solicit prayers for him.
Thank you.
Thank you, those of you who
thank
did
Thank you
pray
very
for
much.
Him. Yes. So how you doing today, Jeff?
Not bad.
Good.
Not too bad.
And I thought we would talk about your book. I pulled this out last night, and I thought, what a read. Even though I've read it, you know, somewhere before, but it's so prevalent today.
Yeah.
And Jeff has been labeled our doomsday prophet here on WWGH. Although, it's not all doom and gloom, is it?
Well, the reason why I'm the way I am is because I had a lot of experience with the prosperity movement, and they want everything to be positive and rosy and wonderful and everything, and that's just not the way it is. Things are going to get worse. You know, we've got all the crime and violence and war and so on. Jesus said you're going to have wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, you know, perilous times, crime, violence. It's all there, whether you like it or not. I mean, the prosperity people can deny it all they want, but it's still there.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
And you got to deal with it inside you somehow.
Right, right, right. Yeah, we do, somehow.
Now, one of the things I wanted to mention today was the occult, how the world's getting more and more involved in the occult, more fascinated by it. And some stuff is just flat out satanic, and they don't even notice it, I don't think. But yesterday, I had a friend that was working on my motorcycle, and he said, I need you to go get some of this stuff. So I went to, like, I don't know if I went to Lowe's or Menards or whatever, but I think I went to Menards. And I was in this aisle where they have all the fluids and lubricants and everything, and I kept hearing this evil laugh. It's going, and I said, what in the heck is that? Where's that coming from? I kept looking around, and finally, I saw this great big, it had to be one of those displays that they send stores, you know. And this thing was sitting on top of a table, I guess. It was about 7 feet up. And it was a skeleton-like creature with, and it rocked back and forth, and it had lights in it. You could see the skeleton, you know, inside it. And it was its arms, and it had the skeleton hands, the skull, and everything. And it was like he was reaching out, you know, all the time, going to eat somebody or something, or grab somebody or something. I stood there with my mouth open. I couldn't believe this thing. I've never seen anything that evil before. for, you know, just for retail.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, this world is getting so entangled in Satan's stuff, you know. It's just getting closer and closer. So I went home. I thought, wow, I thought about that on the way home. And I was watching TV, and there was this advertisement for Oscar Mayer hot dogs. And this girl is sitting at the table, hot dogs of all things. And I guess the hot dog must have been cold or something, because she made it raise up, you know, like levitation or something. It went up in the air, and then she started shooting some kind of electrical fire or something out of her eyes.
Was this real?
Yeah, this was an advertisement.
Oh, advertisement.
You know, it was special effects, you know. But she's shooting, and this is this fascination with witchcraft and satanic rituals and so on, you know. And I said, oh my gosh, I can't believe this advertisement. I mean, it's absolutely satanic. You know, that stuff, my mom wouldn't even let me watch that when I was a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are strong indications that we're in the last days and it's time to repent and get it right with God, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I know before Scott left and he asked me who my guest was and I told him it was you and we're going to be going over your book and stuff like that. He said, well, do you really think we're in the last days? I'm like, yeah, well, we've been in the last days since Christ was crucified and raised from the dead. I mean, things haven't stopped going in darkness, right? So, and I said, men is supposed to get more and more evil.
And it's accelerated.
Yes.
Lately.
Yes. So he said, well, my God, I hope not.
Oh, well, let me see my book. Let's see what we want to get into here.
There's some questions I have already.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's just as good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Just as good. Let me see my page number. We'll start on page 5. All righty. Now you're going to start bringing your book.
Yeah. I've got two of them out in the car.
Okay. Now, you talk about, in the last days, Matthew 24.
Yeah.
The first warning that Christ gives the disciples when they ask, you know, what would be the sign of your coming, your return, right?
Right.
And the first thing he says is, be not deceived.
Take heed that no man deceive you.
No man deceive you. And on page 5, you say, another reason for the success of false prophets is our natural built-in need for love.
Yes.
Security, attention, and I might add, social acceptance.
Yes.
So do we still fall in that category? Now, how old is your book, Jeff?
Gosh, I don't know. You'll have to look on there and see when it was published.
Okay, let me see. It should be on that page here. Not on that page. Well, we're still human, so I guess we still need acceptance and love and security and attention, right?
Right, but, you know, if the world's a very funny place. I mean, you know, you wake up one morning and the world's all lovey-dovey and loves you and, you know, nice to you and everything. The next day, they hate your guts. They're ready to, they won't even give you a refill on your coffee. Yeah. So you can't really rely on that. We have to keep our mind and our heart on God, keep renewing our minds and our hearts because He's the only source that is constant. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have to look towards Him. Now this right here, you know, these days just before the tribulation is a good training ground. You know, you're not going to do everything right. You're not going to always renew your mind on time and all that stuff, but you keep trying.
Right, right.
You know.
Right. Absolutely.
So, I really think, you know, but it's nice to, like, we're supposed to be able to receive a lot of acceptance at church and get encouraged there. But the way things are these days, sometimes that don't work too good either, you know.
Well, there's been a sharp decline in attendance at churches.
Yeah.
A lot of churches, you know. Well, you know, the doors were closed and people were on social media.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook Live and YouTube, and they were getting their church that way. And a lot of people just have not returned, nor that they were overcrowded before COVID. You know, people were not just standing outside in line trying to get into church.
No.
Right? So, and I guess we still have the same dilemma going on right now. So, and it also says almost everyone has at one time or another felt left out, lost, or unloved. This is when we are most vulnerable to a deception of this type. This kind of desperation and deception can not only drive one to worshiping a false hero, but it can also lead us to drugs, alcohol, perversion, and even suicide.
Yes.
That was a really profound statement that you made there in the book.
Thank you.
Now, the name of this book is called Expressions of the Last Days. The author is Jeff Porter. And I think you said you can get this book
I think the best place to get it is Amazon.com. Because that's probably the cheapest.
Right. And it's really a quick read. And, you know, the words that Jeff uses in his Bible, like drugs, alcohol, perversion, and even suicide, all these things are on the upswing in our society today.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, and I even heard that polio is back on the charts again.
Yeah.
As far as what you would call a disease, right?
Yeah.
So I really don't know how to explain it, but I guess we're going around in a circle. Seems like it.
Yeah.
What was, will be, right?
Perilous times. And
yes.
Sometimes it brings back old stuff.
Right. Nothing new under the sun, the Bible says, you know. So these things have been here before. We may not have known they existed or what to call it. Was COVID new? Evidently not. To us, maybe.
Yeah, to us. It is, yeah.
Yeah. Because if there's nothing new under the sun, it must have been at a time before that we didn't know about.
Well, I just don't want to go through another lockdown.
So we're talking about thousands of years of events, right?
Yeah.
Thousands of years. And that's even hard for us to wrap our minds around.
Yeah.
Thousands of years of events and diseases and sickness and wars and rumors of wars. And right now we're in, you know, maybe not the whole world is in a war, but wars are going on right now.
Well, I mean, you know, you study history, what do you study?
War.
Sure seems like it, doesn't
it? Yes, yes. And that was another sign of the end times.
Yeah. But today, like in the 60s, brought in a ton of drugs to America, unfortunately.
Why do you think that happened at that time?
Part of their thing was is they were searching for freedom. They were, you know, the hippies and all that.
But where did it come from?
What?
The drugs. Did we have those here, or were they manufactured?
They were already there, but it just increased a great deal, you know. I went through a period of time when I was in the Army where I was smoking pot for a long time, you know. And, you know, it's about the same thing as drinking a couple of beers or, you know, sitting around with a bunch of guys smoking pot. You just sit there and listen to music. It ain't no big deal. But some of the other drugs are more, you know, deadly.
Right.
Some of That's the opiates
true.
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, back in those days, they had, what, LSD, those drugs.
I don't know. Do people still take LSD?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard a little bit about it, but, you know, they're still tripping out and, you know, I was never fascinated by what people would share their experiences with me about those things.
I was scared to death of LSD.
I was too. Are you kidding me?
All that hallucinating?
Right.
Whew.
Friend of mine said, we saw blood coming down the wall. What?
Yeah. I had a friend of mine say he went into a convenience store, you know, and Moto Mart or something. He said all the cigarette packs were talking to him.
Oh, my.
Then he saw a guy walking up to his car. It had a big head. And I said, well, when you hallucinate, do the hallucinations look like real life or cartoons or what, you know? And he said, it looks like real life.
I bet it does, but, you know, I do not want to give that any glory.
No.
Because, you know, that's not
the
thing.
I just wondered what it's like.
Right, and I'm just talking to our audience. We're not trying to give it any glory. We're just trying to share these things to say that these things are still on the horizon, and they are deadly, and they are dangerous.
You can end up in a rest home the rest of your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
A rehab of some sort.
No, we don't want to do that. But we do want to caution people. Be careful who you hang with and what you allow to go into your body, into your system. Just don't be gullible and willing to try anything one time, because it could be your last time.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did not believe that, but they're not here to even tell you about their experiences. So let's be wise. You know, all of us, let's be wise.
That's right.
Okay. And violence. That's another sign.
Yeah.
The increase of violence. Not just against...
They said the police are quitting like crazy.
Really?
Everywhere, yeah, on the news. Mm-hmm. They said some news stations won't report that.
Okay.
But that the police are just like fed up with all the violence and disrespect and all that.
Wow. I always respected the police and taught my children the same. Because I always looked at the police as our helper. If we need them, you know.
You know, somebody came in my house while I was in the hospital.
Did they?
Did I tell you about that?
I don't know if you did or not.
They rearranged part of my garage.
Did they steal anything?
The only thing that was missing was this box I had of all my important papers was gone. I have to go replace some of them, like the titles. And registration for the car, and I got two motorcycles.
Well, I guess you didn't have enough money for them.
I don't know what they were trying to prove, but why would they take that box? It's really not very useful to them.
Right.
So I went over to the police, and they came to my house, and I showed them where the box was and everything. And I said, do you suppose that they're trying to build up information so they can do identity, you know, theft? He said, well, if they show up on the web anywhere trying to get into your account or anything, we'll know it now, you know. So I thought about that LifeLock thing. I don't know if I want to try that or not.
Well, I guess you could. I mean, there's a lot of things out there for our benefit, you know, to help keep us safe and keep our belongings safe if we need them to be kept safe. Because you never know what may happen. Like you say, you lose those papers. They're not so easy to get again.
Why did they do that? It didn't make any sense.
I don't know why people do what they do, Jeff. I wish I did. Have you ever done something yourself and wonder why you did it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was wondering... Because there's not much in my house. In fact, there's not anything that's really worth that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a couple of flat screen TVs and a computer. That's about it, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, do you have another question?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Now, you said, I think television is one of the greatest spiritual battlegrounds of our day. If one were to take a closer look, we would notice that forces are at work in both subtle and overt ways.
Yep.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's like I was talking about that advertisement. Did I talk about that on the air?
Yes.
Okay. This girl is sitting at this table. She's wanting to heat up cook her Oscar Mayer wiener. And she shoots it with both of her eyes. This fire and electricity or whatever it is, witchcraft power comes out of her eyes, and she lifts it up about halfway to the ceiling and rotates it around, so she's cooking it with her occult power. And her mother just standing there like, you know, she's used to that or something. This is incredibly satanic. you know.
Right. That's true. And that's, I can't even express how popular that has become.
Yeah.
In these days that we're living in. How popular and how, like you said, overt it is on television. You know, it's, you have to be careful.
A friend of mine, he was living with a woman who was backsliding, you know. And they were thinking, he was getting serious. He was thinking about marrying her. And they started talking about it. And she said, of course, you know you're going to be marrying a witch. Well, that's the first he'd ever heard of it, you know. And I said, are you talking about, she's just making a joke? Or is she serious that she's really a witch? You know, and he said, she was serious. So he packed up and left. Thank God. I'm so glad he didn't stay there.
Oh, my, my, my. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Yes.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So, you said, Satan has blinded their minds. So, if their minds are blinded, how would it be possible for them to come into the knowledge of Christ?
Well, you know, when you get saved, it's not just an intellectual decision. It's not just a mental assent. Oh, yeah, Jesus is the Savior. I believe in Him. That's it. You have to commit your heart to Him. And God knows what your heart, what's in your heart, and what you're accepting and what you're not accepting. And so if you don't want God and you're resisting Him with all your heart, then He's going to allow you to be deceived because that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to last because we're in a world that's only temporary. You know, so if a person, it says, you know, when I was talking about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 there, where God says He's going to send a strong delusion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason, and that's probably the Antichrist, 99% chance there. When they accept the ideas and the agenda of the Antichrist, it's because their mind has been blinded for so long, now they're ready for Him. See, He's preparing them for it. And they believe the most incredibly stupid things, you know, including the blasphemy.
So, do you think that those people's minds that have been blinded will never see the truth?
Might not. Again, it's a whole bunch of them going to end
up. That these people are doomed? To
be
lost.
Up in the lake of fire, yes. They don't think. See, that's the problem, is it's hard to get across to people how serious this life is.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very serious. And if you don't accept Jesus as your Savior, as Jesus, you know, He was talking to Nicodemus, and He said, he that believes in Me is not condemned. He that believes not in Me is condemned already, because he has not believed in the only begotten Son of the Father. So, yes, they're condemned to the lake of fire. And as we have the warning in Revelation 14, where it says that if any man worships the beast or his image or accepts his mark, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, into the cup of His indignation. So, you're not only going to receive the wrath, the fiery wrath and judgment of God in this world, you're going to get some of it in this world, too, you know. For instance, we'll talk about those demons that fly. God's going to allow these demons to come out of the bottomless pit. And they're going to go around stinging people that have the mark of the beast, or do not have the seal of for God, seal of God in their foreheads. So, they're going to receive a most severe judgment. And it said, in those days shall men desire to die, death shall flee from them. Ugh.
It doesn't sound very rosy, that's for sure.
That's right.
It just does not. No, it doesn't. And no, I don't want to be in that number.
No. Only way you can avoid it is to follow Christ.
Right, or my family members, you know. And, you know, I like to pray for other people that, you know, they do not be lost, that God will open up eyes, that they may see, ears that they may hear, you know, what the Spirit is saying. So we just live in that day and time that it's really necessary for the church to stand up, not just in the building, but outside the building, you know, outside the building. There, I think there's on the August the 25th, downtown Marion at the Founders Park, there's going to be like a praise and worship thing going on downtown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it starts at 6.
What, that gazebo thing over there beside the old courthouse?
No, the Founders Park. You know, the little park on the end of Main and Church, right on the corner there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right there.
All right.
Right there. So
it's
I'll be announcing a nice little... Yes, it is. So I'm going to be announcing that a little bit more here.
On what day is that?
August 25th, I think. A week from...
Well, that's not that far away.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Come to think of it, it's not that far away. But that's where we are, and that's what we should be doing. Reaching out to other people.
Yes.
Reaching out to other people. Use your resources. Apologetics. Is on the cutting edge of Christianity. The reason why there is so much hostility toward it is because it is a search and use of pure truth.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I say about it. Apologetics is the defense of Christianity and all that we believe. And it shows you the difference between Christianity and the cults and the false doctrines and all that. Very important. I remember talking on the bus about apologetics to people, and I had people in the back of the bus going, "We don't need that stuff. We don't need to analyze everything." You know, they think that faith doesn't have anything to do with reason, but it does. You know, and I said, well, take this for instance. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 24, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Now, how do you know he's preaching false doctrine unless you go over there and listen to him, pick up some of his literature, read it, ask questions? That's how you find out if a person's a false prophet or not. You can't just stand there and go, "Oh, yeah, amen," you know, like a vacuum head. You can't do that. You got to get some reasoning going here, some thinking. There's no sign in the front of the church that says, "Please check brains here."
Right. That's true. That's true. That's true. It says, "When I first began this study, there were only about 5 men or so leading the way. Researchers used to say that apologetics was the best-kept secret in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly anyone had ever heard of it. Now there are hundreds, perhaps thousands, of websites and ministries involved in cult evangelism."
Yes.
So we're still in the occult. And the cult is still on the rise.
Yeah.
It says, "There is no reason why Christians from all walks of life cannot take advantage of this virtual explosion of knowledge, especially when it is so easily acceptable on the web. We are no longer confined to mountains of books and hours of time making copies of material. Just about anyone can find access to a computer and print out tons of material on just about any conceivable subject."
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about Satan has been very carefully leading the world up to a time when people's minds, spirits, and hearts are fully prepared to accept the worst and worship the beast and follow him gleefully into Armageddon, the last great war. Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
Well, he has his amount of time to do what he thinks he can do to overthrow God's dominion.
That's what the world thinks. That's what Satan thinks, is that he can overthrow God. I'd like to know how he's going to do that. Is he going to get in a rocket and go up through the clouds or something? I don't know what he thinks, you know.
He thinks if he can turn all mankind against Christ, that we will fight against him when he comes back. That was what I thought. When Christ appears in the clouds, all the men and all the demons and whoever else is going to be with them, you know, are going to fight against Christ when they see him appear
in
the clouds, right?
Yeah, that
you ever
do.
Thought about that?
Yeah. Armageddon's a little bit strange, but you know, some people, Bible prophecy people say that there will be a war against the Antichrist because he's brought on the wrath of God on the world, and they're angry with him about that. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen when Jesus comes back, but ain't nobody going to be able to defeat him.
No. No, I'm watching Moses and the Ten Commandments on Living Faith Network, yeah. Right? App, anyway. And they're right at the last plague, which is the life of the firstborn of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've already had 9 plagues, and they still do not believe all
yes.
that they've gone through.
Isn't
all
that amazing?
All that they've lost and suffered. Soon as they come through, they forget
yeah.
what it was like.
Yeah.
Just like Christ says, when a woman is in travail having birth, once she sees the baby and the baby's here, she forgets all the anguish and pain she had been through.
Yes. But I think, you know, and I've said, you know, to some people, I used to witness all the time and hand out tracts, and I said, some people just say they don't want it. It's not a matter of evidence. I mean, I was always trying to present all this evidence to them. And it wasn't a matter of evidence for them. They just don't want the authority of Christ in their heart. They don't want to have to follow him and be held responsible for their sins. You know? And that is really sad.
There. So, I know you said once you were atheist, is that something that atheists really think about, or you think that's the way that they reason?
Yeah, I
unbelief.
I felt guilty.
Did you?
All the time, yeah. And I said the only way to get rid of this guilt is just to become an atheist. You know, and it did. It got rid of the condemnation that was.
Really?
In my head and my heart, yeah. But, and I went on like that for years. You know, I said, as long as I'm not trying to be religious, I'm fine. You know. But the problem is coming to know Christ, like I said, is not just an intellectual decision. You have to come to a realization of Christ. You have to come to the point where he becomes very real to you, and he shows you something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he comes to you as a revelation. In other words, revelation means that God is revealing something to you that's never been revealed to you before. So it's a revelation to you. You know, or it could be a revelation to the world, like the Ten Commandments.
Right.
And that's like true. John on the island of Patmos. Those were all revelations to the world because nobody had ever seen that stuff before. You know?
Still have not. You have people today afraid to read Revelation.
Oh, I know.
Not that they're going to understand it that much anyway, because it's a very complicated book.
Yeah, it is.
And it takes hours and days and years of research to come to any type of understanding of it.
Yeah.
I think. I used to read it to my brothers and sisters as bedtime stories.
No, you know, I tried to teach it. I used to, when I tried to start a church, I was telling these people about Revelation and Bible prophecy. They said, do we have to know this stuff right now? I don't want to know this stuff, all this gloom and doom.
Yeah. Right. Well, people want to live and be happy or unhappy with their lives and do what they want to do without any hindrance. And a lot of people think that, you know, coming to church or being Christ-like is a hindrance, or people will look at them funny or, you know, just
yeah.
make fun of them, you know. I've heard people talk about holy rollers and things like that, you know. It's, I don't know.
You don't hear that so much anymore.
No,
as people
you don't.
Just silently reject it, you know. They just go, well, you know, those are your apples and these are my oranges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not interested in that stuff. Do you have another question?
Yeah, I'm still on apologetics.
So. Oh, okay.
Apologetic researchers are seeking to equip people with all the knowledge and materials they can to wage war against this landslide of sin and wrong philosophies that fight to control the minds and hearts of every person on this earth. Christian researchers are not interested in impressing people with their great storehouse of knowledge, as some might assume. They are seeking every way they can to get knowledge out to other people where it can be used to the greater advantage. And if you have a bad memory like me, you can use paper and tapes like I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apologetics is equipping the people
of
God.
That's right. If you're an apologist, part of your job is to equip others that don't have this knowledge to get that knowledge to them so they can use it to help their family members or friends get saved, you know, and you're going to run into a lot of opposition when you're trying to do this, but the best thing to do is to pray before you present it to them, because, like, for instance, Jehovah's Witnesses, you said you were involved with them. Well, if somebody presented to you some material that shows that they are being contradicting themselves, that would probably make you angry.
Well, it made me search.
It did.
And it made me choose the Word of God over what they were telling me. And even
well,
though they had their
unusual.
Own Bible, I have been reading it since I was a little girl, whether I understood it all or not. You know, but I knew the difference from what they were saying to me about every eye will not see him, and the Bible says every eye shall see him, and
yeah.
You know, things like that,
yeah.
You know. In Isaiah 9 and 6, he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, you know, Mighty God, Everlasting mm-hmm. Father, Prince of Peace. And they was calling him Mighty God.
Yeah.
And they were saying, well, Jesus is not God. And I'm thinking, well, he's the child
yeah.
that was given, you know, the son that came and the child that was given for us. I'm like, and those things, and then in Revelation, he says, when I come back, they shall be my people.
Yeah.
And I will be their God. And I'm like, wow. Now, wait a minute. There's something wrong with this, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to help me
praise God.
Find my way through this, because they're saying one thing, and your word is telling me something else, right?
So what triggered you starting to doubt there?
Those things did. Because mm-hmm. he was calling himself God, and they were saying that, oh, Jesus wasn't God. And I'm like, well, how can... just like the Bible says, only God can forgive sins.
Yeah.
So how could he... He had to be the only one who was able to die for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just anyone can't die for you and give you salvation.
Yeah.
You know, only God can forgive sins. Just like, you know, a conversation I was having last evening about the Pope, the Father, and
mm-hmm.
how they go and confess their sins. And he says, my son or my daughter, you've been forgiven. But he does not have the power to forgive sins.
No.
He does not.
Well, you know, for a long time, the Catholic Church has believed that the Pope is divine.
God on earth, I know,
yeah.
Walking, yeah.
And, of course, that's, you know, and that's what Jesus said. They have come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Many, yes, many, yes, absolutely. But if you absolutely put God's word over anything and anybody else.
Yes.
It becomes your standard. It becomes your foundation.
Yes.
And your guide.
And I found that, and I was really, really surprised and taken back by the fact that there are so many Christians that don't do that. I don't know what they do, but you get in there and you start telling them about some stuff that you learned in apologetics, and they just absolutely are unaware of it or hostile towards it, everything else, you know, and you're sitting there going, with my mouth open, going, I can't believe you people are fighting against truth like this, you know.
Well, I pray for people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just ask you to open up people's eyes
mm-hmm.
that they may see, and their ears that they may hear what you are saying to them. Lord God, turn around that
mm-hmm.
unbelief. Turn around,
amen.
Soften that heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. I just put that out there in the air right now, because there is so much deception. You have so many people on YouTube, and they have their own programs, and they have their own philosophy. And
yes.
then they have these great followers listening.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even my people in my family, some of your families out there, and just leading them down the wrong road. But we're at the end of this hour, and we will be back at 11:15. Jeff Porter will still be my guest today. But I just want to encourage you to download that free app called TuneIn, which you can find in your Play Store. And I think you can type it all in on the same line, WWGH 107.1 FM radio, or and WWGH, that's the search that you're looking for once you download this. That is the search, and it is free. It is free, and I want to encourage that. And I also want to encourage you to call in during our time on the air. If you want to ask Jeff a question, he's still here. He'll be back at 11:15 to answer any questions that you may have. I will still be talking about his book that he wrote, Expressions of the Last Days. He's not really a doomsday prophet. He's just so engrossed in helping people find Christ that
That's
they
right.
have eternal life, you know, in peace, not in torment. But thank you so much for listening to Linda Sims here on WWGH. And the name of the show is called Voice of a People. And share that prayer with others. Share this program with other people. You know, I will be on from 10 until 12 noon, Wednesdays and Thursdays right now. So, might get more time, maybe not. I don't know. But time goes by so, so fast. But thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And I pray it's not your last time listening. And like I said, next hour, Jeff Porter will be with me again. I'm looking forward to Cheryl Lee coming on tomorrow. She is with Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and they have programs in Marion City Schools, after-school programs. And hopefully you tune in tomorrow to hear her, same time, 10 to 12 noon. Well, Jeff, we can take a little break now, right?
Okay.
At the end of the show, and just want to encourage everybody to download that free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phone, laptops, computers, iPhones, Chromebooks, anything electronic. Download that free app so you will be able to continue to listen to our many talk show programs. Thank you. God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our governor, Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio.